Coffee Break English, Season 4, Episode 5, Extra. Hello, and welcome to this extra episode for Episode 5 of Coffee Break English. Do you remember that we talked about the Australian Outback in the main episode? Well, in this extra episode, I talk to James, who is from England, about living in remote places. Enjoy! James, would you like to live in a remote place, like the outback in Australia?
I think the outback would be a bit too remote for me, but I really like the idea of living somewhere rural and peaceful, like a small village. I've always lived in towns and cities, so it would be a big change for me.
Did you grow up in a city?
Yes, I did. So it's difficult for me to imagine living anywhere else.
That's funny, because I grew up in a very small village in the middle of the countryside. When I turned 18 and went to university, I couldn't wait to get to the city.
Did you like growing up in a village, though?
Yes, I did, because we had a lot of freedom. In the summer, I used to play outside with my friends in the woods all day.
That sounds really fun. My friends and I used to play football in the street or hang out in the shopping centre.
When I wanted to go shopping, I had to ask my parents to give me a lift.
Couldn't you take the bus?
Yes, but there was only one bus a day, so you had to be very organised. I think that's why I love living in the city now. There's so much to do and it's easy to get around.
That's true. I suppose if I lived in the countryside now, I would need a car.
Yes, you would. If not, you might get stuck. Let's listen to the conversation again, a little faster this time. James, would you like to live in a remote place like the outback in Australia?
I think the outback would be a bit too remote for me, but I really like the idea of living somewhere rural and peaceful, like a small village. I've always lived in towns and cities, so it would be a big change for me.
Did you grow up in a city?
Yes, I did. So it's difficult for me to imagine living anywhere else.
That's funny, because I grew up in a very small village in the middle of the countryside. When I turned 18 and went to university, I couldn't wait to get to the city.
Did you like growing up in a village, though?
Yes, I did, because we had a lot of freedom. In the summer, I used to play outside with my friends in the woods all day.
That sounds really fun. My friends and I used to play football in the street or hang out in the shopping centre.
When I wanted to go shopping, I had to ask my parents to give me a lift.
Couldn't you take the bus?
Yes, but there was only one bus a day, so you had to be very organised. I think that's why I love living in the city now. There's so much to do, and it's easy to get around.
That's true. I suppose if I lived in the countryside now, I'd need a car.
Yes, you would. If not, you might get stuck. Thanks for listening to this extra episode of Coffee Break English. We hope you enjoyed it. If you'd like to get the free transcript of the conversation and the lesson notes from the main episode, just go to coffeebreakenglish.com. Don't forget that you can subscribe for free to Coffee Break English wherever you listen to podcasts. And we'd love to hear what you think. Leave a review and help other English learners practice their English with Coffee Break English. Bye for now.
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2022, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2022, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.